it fades into endless reverb. We haven't started the show with an instrumental for a while, have we?
I think it's been a while.
Hello, welcome. Hello. SOG is back. It's pretty late this time because we just were lazy and thought to start a late show.
Well, it's really hot today. Like I think most places are in the world right now. But
well, the Northern Hemisphere at least.
So yeah, and there was just a small little shower to cool it down. But now it's just
rain.
Really muggy. But anyway, so it's taken us a while to kind of get going because we just didn't want to go outside or...
We keep talking about the weather like in every show. We shouldn't do that. We should talk about records. Although I don't have much to say about this one. That's Red West on Dot. Not quite a Dot sound, is it? Midnight Ride. Kind of a good instrumental. What is the other side? Unforgiven. I think that's some ballad type thing. I don't know. Never heard this thing. just found it in the box. I thought, I never flipped it over. Let's do some live flipping over here.
Maybe I should change my record.
Why should you?
Because there's another title I just went across.
Oh, you see? Look, this could even be good. Loungy and almost jazzy. Interesting, but no, Scabba. Play what you want to play.
Yeah, I don't know. I just realized the title of that one, because I also have a Dot record that's Knight Rider, but...
Do you?
Yeah, but I don't know where I put it just now. I just went through my records and saw it.
We will
and thought about
it.
Pulling it out, but instead I pulled out Johnny Sorrow. This is Les Carrot Top Anderson.
Now you tell me.
Quote, Carrot Top, unquote.
Now you tell me why his second name was Carrot Top.
I'm sure it's redhead.
Well, you might have been head of a green head because a carrot.
But they usually, this is a nickname for a lot of back in the day where redheaded people.
Really?
Hey, Carrot Top. Yeah, it wasn't very nice, I think. But anyway. And it's on the Crosby label.
Crosby. Okay, I don't even know. I forgot what it sounds like. Let's find out.
Oh, Johnny Sorrow, alone. My Johnny's so blue. Smile, Johnny Sorrow, tomorrow may bring good news, cause that's the way it goes when you're feeling so low. Be feeling so low. Think about today. Poor Johnny Sorrow, alone with the blue. I don't know what to do when my Johnny's so blue. When my Johnny's so blue.
I got home, I knocked on the door. I heard a strange voice that I never heard before.
Something going on in my room. Something going on in my room.
Well, the way the house is shaking, I'd better find out soon. When I looked in the window, I couldn't see a thing. The only thing I heard was a telephone ring.
Something going on in my room. Something going on in my room.
Well, the way the house is rocking, I'd better find out soon. Well, you can rock it like a road boat, shake it like a raging sea. Yeah, rock it like a road boat, shake it like a raging sea. Well, but when I get in, you better have some for me. Yeah.
the one scream once more before it ends. Something going on in my room. Something going on in my room. Well, the waiter's jumping. I'd better find out soon. When I broke down the door and stepped in the room, I saw my old lady drunk and dancing with the boom. That was going on in my room. That was going on in my room. My old lady got high and rocked like a big cyclone. Well, you can rock it like a rollboat, shake it like a raging sea. Yeah, rock it like a rollboat, shake it like a raging sea. Ever when I get in, you better have some for me.
What's going on in your room?
There is something going on in my room. Something I haven't seen for ages. You should see Skaba right now, in this very moment. She's grinning, like, and giggling, and smoking.
I'm having a cocktail, and I'm smoking a cigarette, which I haven't... Yeah, I don't smoke anymore. It's like at least four or five years.
It doesn't look like you don't smoke anymore.
Well, today I feel like smoking.
Wow. Okay, you're going absolutely crazy. You're a little mixed up, I guess.
You took the joke out of my mouth.
Damn it.
Yeah, so what's going on in your room? We're doing a podcast and...
And you're a little mixed up.
And I'm a little mixed up. Yeah, so this is what I'm going to play. I think a lot of people know this one. It's kind of a hit.
Which was first. Pretty much everybody knows Betty James' version. Absolute, I mean, huge classic, played everywhere. This is...
Well, I'm a little mixed up.
By?
Oh, yeah, by Cosmo on the Tilt label.
Who the hell is Cosmo? And why did he make a version that is... weirdly similar to the original? Betty James was first,
yeah,
and Cosmo did it again, and both versions are absolutely really fantastic. Good, yeah. And also they're kind of similar, and it's when I first heard this, I thought, what is this? Is this an outtake of Betty James with a weird voice, or what is this? But it's great. It's fantastic. And that just now, I mean, I didn't even tell you what we just heard. Something's
so
going on in my room. Yeah. Daddy Cleanhead. I mean, we had a carrot
did
top.
Did you clean that?
We had a red carrot top before, and I played you a Daddy Cleanhead.
Cleanhead?
Yes.
Crazy.
Read it. It says Daddy Cleanhead. I guess he was bald. I don't know. With Chuck Higgins Band.
Nice.
I guess it was kind of, once you know that, it's kind of obvious. Great jump R&B record. And somebody wrote Bo. With marker on it.
All right, let's go to the Cosmos.
All right, Cosmo.
Oh, rewind in the 90s rewind. Oh, listen in, but I hate to say I do. Love to take you walking through the hall with me. I'd love to have you promise that money will always be between us. In my ears, between us. In my ears, I'd love to take you walking down lover's lane with me. Through the hall with me, I'd love to have you promise that my alloy be sweetness. In my ears, sweetness. In my ears, I'd love to take you walking down lover's lane with me. Well, I'd love to take you walking in the moonlight tonight. I'd love to do while the stars above are bright. Love to take you walking down lover's lane. Turn right here and whisper once again, sweetness. In my ears, in my ears, I'd love to take you walking down lover's lane with me.
I'm pretty sure they wanted to play another guitar break after that and messed it up, like, and faded it out.
Or maybe they just ran out of tape. He's like, or something. Oh, sorry. Like that. You can stop playing. I can't stop.
That was a nice rock and roll record. With a kind of, I didn't realize until now that that is a very Chuck Berry-ish guitar in there. That is Little Denny and the Torquays on the Perry label. I'd love to take you walking. An artist and a label I know absolutely close to nothing about, other than that the label is yellow. Good.
I don't want to go walking today.
Who is that? Ohio. An Ohio record. Okay.
We're talking about doing some strip DJing. Every time we play a record, wearing we, much. We take a shirt off or everything, end up naked at the end. So
if we do strip DJing, we can only play two more records because it's well, like 40 degrees here and we're not wearing anything.
Well.
Almost.
You.
Look at you.
So since I was a hot guitar, I thought I'd play record with the title Hot Guitar. Ba-bam. But actually the funny thing, there's no hot guitar in this record.
And that is not the Hot Guitar by name, Eddie Hill. That is a different song. And now tell me about the label.
Yeah, the label on. It has a sticker over it that says it's a Fico, P-H-I-C-O, but the print on the original label is actually Philco.
Which is weird, because if you messed up the label name while you printed the record, you shouldn't. I mean, that's what I could find out. That's the only label on that certain Philco, the only record on that certain Philco label that ever came out. They might have just let it that way. No,
I mean, who knows? Maybe this person who had the record before just put a sticker on there. I don't know, but it's the same font and stuff.
I looked it up, and there are other people. You can only find two types.
There was one that was kind of the label's torn, so they probably took the sticker off.
You can only do two things with it. Like either they torn off the label that says Philco, or they overtaped it with a sticker that says Fico. Somebody was absolutely determined on it has to be named Fico without the L. Yeah, okay.
This
who is it?
David Price.
David Price.
Yeah, it's find out. It's a find out.
I'm just a country boy, never had Miss Learning. I fell in love with a city girl who set my heart to yearning. She had everything from fancy clothes to shiny car, but all I had was an old gray mule and a big hot guitar. I never thought she'd fall for me the first time that I met her, for I knew the city boys were all out to get her. They could use their fancy words and smoke a big cigar, but all I had was an old gray mule and a big hot guitar. On Saturday I do my chores an hour before sundown. Fly up on my old gray mule, head right into town. And all the city boys would be a-swarming around her door. I'd pick a tune on my guitar, and then she'd travel more, then she'd travel more. I would blush and hang my head when she'd ask me to her parlor. Fancy house was far ahead of mine in Possum Holler. She'd lock the door on the other boys and kindle up the fire. She'd cuddle up so close to me when I picked my hot guitar. My pa would say, now son, you know that she's not in your class. Fancy clothes and diamond rings, you know you'll never last. Our Sally Mae on Jigger Hill, and she don't live so far. You'd best forget that city gal and your hot guitar, and your hot guitar. Saturday would find me on my way to the city. Seemed I couldn't stay away from this girl so pretty. Neighbors said I was a fool just to count the stars. For all I had was an old gray mule and a big hot guitar. But one day I married her in style with fancy collar. Climbed up on the old gray mule and back to Possum Hollow. She left behind the city boy with her shiny car, just to be with the country boy with a mule and a hot guitar, the mule and a hot guitar.
Fantastic, beautiful classic that was. And I mean, I can't keep from loving the voice of Hayden Thompson, especially this one. I mean, this was the perfect example for some white guy playing, you know, starting with a really cute little rather ordinary country thing, and then all of a sudden it just bam, it turns into an R&B monster for a few bars and then goes back into this cute little country ballad. This is just fantastic, especially the last verse when he's overdoing it with the totally soulful vocals. I mean, that is just so fantastic. That's the flip side of Love My Baby on Philips. And I'm thinking I'm going to play another Philips 45 that I just purchased from Scava for like $5.
Well, not, I'm going to charge you double, I guess.
You charge me double. I'll be happy to pay 10 for that. But yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to play Jerry Lynn, Bugger Burns on
that's
the D label.
Cool. That's a pretty cool record.
Yeah, it's nice. I really like this one. So.
Don't worry about the noise. It's a hissy pressing. Yeah, this record is pretty clean, but...
It's kind of sad because it'd be nice if it was louder, but... You know,
no,
how things are.
It sounds kind of good. It's just pretty hissy. And somebody, some kid, I guess, took a ball pen and painted circles on the record while it was spinning because it's.
Maybe it's a jukebox. Maybe good. No?
Nah, it looks like pen. I don't know.
It's too perfect. I don't know.
It's too kind of.
Anyway. Okay. All right. We're going to find out
what
it sounds like.
On the D label. Out of Big D. Like you.
Like me.
Yeah.
Well, Danny was a tinning boy. When Big Mark Booger was a shiny star. Cried old Danny on the rails. Danny shot a hole in the cat's chills. Well, Booger fell down on the barroom floor. I said, please, Danny, don't shoot me no more. Someone cried, oh, ain't a shame. Shot Booger Burns, gonna shoot him again. It took old Booger down the dusty road. His mouth was open and his eyes was closed. If you don't believe old Boogaboo's dead, just look at the hole in old Boogaboo's head. Well, old Booger Burns is gonna rest with a 45 bullet in his chest. Ain't no lie, baby, ain't no lie. Shot Booger Burns on the 4th of July. Just after Danny had made his play, he went downtown to make his getaway. Danny left Louisville half past one. He reached Chattanooga by the setting sun. When Booger's wife heard that he was dead, she went upstairs and she dressed in red. Said, "Hush, my children, and don't you cry. We'll all get our money by and by." Booger went to heaven, feeling like a saint. Said it was an angel, St. Peter said, "Hey." Heard a big noise under the ground. It must have been Booger going down. Well, old Booger Burns just gone to rest with a 45 bullet in his chest. Ain't no lie, baby, ain't no lie. Shot Booger Burns on the 4th of July. There's more pretty girls than one. In every town that I ramble round, there's more pretty girls than one. Now I'm going to ramble round in the country. There's more pretty girls than one. In every town that I ramble round, there's more pretty girls than one.
Yeah, remember that.
True story. You're not supposed to say that. No, I'm just kidding.
But I did. That guy's name is Edwin Howard. Yeah, another Phillips. I played you two Phillips sisters.
Since he says there's a more than one girl, pretty girl, this next record proves that, because this guy has, the title is 15 Girlfriends.
Oh, right. Well, that's a good following
I
record.
Think one is enough, but, you know, whatever floats your boat.
You would be surprised to know who this is.
Nino Tempo.
This is probably
on the RCA and Victor label.
That's pretty great for Nino Tempo. Not normally a guy I'm interested in, but that's a cool record.
Yeah. So, we ready?
Yeah, are you ready? I'm ready for 15 girls. Give me more.
I got 15 girlfriends hanging around. I got 15 girlfriends looking up and down. Got 15 girlfriends digging me. They keep me busy as a honeybee. 15 love notes lying around. Got 15 school pins weighing me down. Get 15 phone calls every night. They say, ooh, daddy, daddy, won't you treat me right? I like girls in sweaters, cause sweaters look so cute. But when my girls wear sweaters, anger gets over my suit. 15 girlfriends all night long. Got 15 girlfriends coming on strong. Well, 15 girls is quite a score. Now all I need is 15 more. I got girlies in the morning, I got girlies in the night. I got a posse full of girlies, and I love them with all my might. Girlies, girlies hounding me. I got mucho girlies sounding me. Well, there's Jenny Lee and Mary Lou, Skinny Minnie and Julie T. Jeannie, Janie, Judy Jo.
Junior, Junior, Junior. Time to get up to school.
Where did you go this morning? Where have you been all day? What did I do hurt you? Why did you go away? What can I do to please you? How can I change your mind? I don't want to lose. Don't leave me behind. What did I do to grieve you? You are the only one. You know I'd never leave you,
wow, wow.
No matter what you have done.
What can I do to please you? How can I change your mind?
Speaking of girls, I was just dreaming I had 15.
And then your alarm went off.
My alarm went off, and reality is I just had one.
You only have SCABA.
Well, I have two.
Oh, I'm big enough for two.
And the other one is Mary John Wilkin. Actually, really a cheap, great popcorn record. It's got some cheesy, poppy parts in it, but
the main part is
really good and great guitar. Is that Grady Martin? I'm pretty sure it is. On Columbia, What Can I Do to Please You? Mary John Wilkin. Great record.
It's good.
Cheap find. Fantastic. And there's another lady.
I have another lady for you.
That's a great record.
On the stateside label, Black Knight by Cheryl Thompson.
And absolutely amazing. That's pretty killer.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I was. I knew.
I was too fast. You were. Slow.
Go back. Here we go.
I wanna know if he's crying. I wanna know if he's blue. Oh, how I miss his loving. Ooh, what can I do? Black night, black and so lonely and blue.
Black night,
keeping the coals on the fire, something to keep me warm. Wishing his arms were around me, peaceful and safe from harm. Black night, black and so lonely and blue. Night winds blow high in the treetops, whispering so soft and low. And my heart keeps on asking, where did my lover go? Black night, black and so lonely and blue. I wanna know if he's crying.
Black night.
I wanna know if he's blue. Wishing his arms were around me.
Black night.
Where did my love
go?
Wow, that is also an unexpected find for me.
The leg spreader?
No, not really. That's a, man, that is one intense R&B popcorn by, if I tell, you would think like, I know this voice. And that's what I thought. It's the Midnighters. That was Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. I'll Be Home Someday on Federal. Fantastic. One of his records I never heard until I found this thing. It's great.
That's nice. I'm going to have a more of an educational moment.
Educational. We have two educational records in that case.
It's July, what's the date? 25th, I think. So this is right in the middle of the date when this record's about. There's from the July 24th to the July 27th, I think, or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or 28th, 5 days anyway. There was riots in Detroit in 1967, I think it was.
Yep.
And this one's called, I got chills all over, just talking about Black Day. Black Day in July, yeah. By Gordon Lightfoot. It's not the best record, but anytime I'm going to play it, it's the perfect time to play it, actually. It's kind of cheesy
pop record, folky pop for 67.
Yeah, but it's the story of the riots that were pretty brutal in Detroit. And
weren't there hundreds of deaths or something, though? Like lots of 50 deaths and hundreds of injured, like really tough.
Yeah, and we just found out, he's actually from Canada.
Yeah, so Gordon Lightfoot's Canadian.
Yeah.
And the record had been banned in whatever half of all the American states, or in 40 states. You were not allowed to play this, especially because it was social criticism. You can't do that, although it's 67.
Yeah, I was going to say, 67, there's a bit more freedom. I mean, I don't know, Vietnam War and everything, maybe they had a bit more.
But I mean, still
stopping from people from being politically.
The protest era of that time was still that was still tough. It's not like today where you can just go out and protest, which is good and necessary. But
everybody's going like, it's still tough now. I mean, here in Europe, it seems there's cases where it can get brutal, but in the U.S. protests, they can get pretty brutal still with cops and stuff like this anywhere you go. But anyway, in Leipzig, we've been pretty lucky, I think, with protests that there's not much police brutality, because it's every week there's a protest about something.
Yes. Well, Leipzig is definitely a very, what do you call it, a city of rebellion, so to speak. And so that's why we're here. So.
Yeah.
But that was Detroit, and Gordon Lightfoot sang about.
So this one's to all the people who lost someone or who was there fighting or any, just to anyone with a different colored skin.
And most of all, still as a motivation, if there's something to complain about, go on the streets and do it.
Because it's still, I mean, you can't get anything done unless you do something about it. So
that is a wise word.
people are like, I'm not going to do anything because it doesn't matter anyway, That's they stay at home. That's just how it is. That's how life is. That's what
everybody's thinking. Oh, what can I contribute? What is my word count? I'm just not important. But
I don't want to go into the Russia thing, but this is also the thing with people protesting when the war started, but they don't stop. Who knows what's happening? Because the
thing is, you don't want to mess with the Russian authorities. Yeah. And I think
a lot of people, you can't do anything about it. Yeah. But if everyone was out there in the streets, they couldn't do anything about it.
They tried it in February.
Yeah. It wasn't enough, though.
Mm, true.
So, So get out there and fight for rights of everybody, not just for you, because.
And while we're in.
If it affects you, you have to fight for everybody out there.
That's true. So that was 67. And since we're in Detroit, I'm going to play a record on the Fortune label. One of the first hits on Fortune, I guess.
The Detroit label.
Yeah, that's why. Exactly. I'm not a huge fan of the Fortune label because it's mostly poppy doo-wop kind of stuff, highly collectible, probably great for that kind of music, but I'm really just not into doo-wop, so that was good stuff, but the record I'm going to play you is, it's kind of an obvious choice. Also, let's call it an educational record. Mm-hmm.
Black Day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And through the smoke and cinders, you can hear it far and wide. The doors are quickly bolted and the children locked inside. Black Day in July. Black Day in July. In the streets of Motor City, there's a deathly silent sound. And the body of a dead youth lies stretched upon the ground. Upon the filthy pavements, no reason can be found. Black Day in July. Black Day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And the people rise in anger, and the streets begin to fill. And there's gunfire from the rooftops, and the blood begins to spill. Black Day in July.
In the mansion of the governor, there's nothing that is known for sure. The telephone is ringing and the pendulum is swinging, and they wonder how it happened, and they really know the reason. And it wasn't just the temperature, and it wasn't just the season. Black day in July, black day in July. Motor City's burning and the flames are running wild. They reflect upon the waters of the river and the lake, and everyone is listening and everyone's awake. Black day in July, black day in July. The printing press is turning and the news is quickly flashed. And you read your morning paper and you sip your cup of tea, and you wonder just in passing, is it him or is it me? Black day in July. In the office of the president, the deed is done, the troops are sent. There's really not much choice, you see. It looks to us like anarchy. And then the tanks go rolling in to patch things up as best they can. There is no time to hesitate. The speech is made, the dues can wait. Black day in July. Black day in July. Streets of Motor City now are quiet and serene, but the shapes of gutted buildings strike terror to the heart. And you say, how did it happen? And you say, how did it start? Why can't we all be brothers? Why can't we live in peace? But the hands of the have-nots keep falling out of reach. Black day in July, black day in July, black day in July.
I'm running. Yes, before it's too late. Trying to get away from that jail bait. It's a rough temptation, but a common invitation and a good association, but a quick elimination that will take you out of circulation. Yes, I'm talking about that younger generation. So take my advice, fellas, for goodness sake. 15, 16, 17, that's jail bait. Now they swear that they're in love, that you and her are my stars above, and she's looking mighty good, just like a young girl should. We try to tell you no, and let that young girl go, but you know it all. You have yourself a ball. And now that it is too late, as you look from cell number 8, I tried to tell your mate. Seventeen and a half is still jail bait. So tomorrow's the date for the trial of jail bait. And this you watch and see. The young girl will go free, and you'll get 1 to 3. So out the door she walks, to another man she talks. Before you can count from 1 to 8, another man in for jail bait. Please, Mr. Judge, if you just let me go this time, I ain't gonna mess with them young girls no more. I swear I ain't gonna bother them no more, Mr. Judge. I ain't gonna bother none 15. I ain't gonna bother none 16. I ain't gonna
about another 17. I ain't gonna mess with another 18. I'ma leave that 20-year-old ones alone too. I'ma get me a girl about 42. If you just believe what I say, let me go, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge, I ain't gonna bother young girls no more. Give me a break, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge.
Now, here I am.
No gel bait for you, mister.
We just played some a bunch of very intense records. And I also consider this one. Oh, man, it's Andrew Williams. This is just... Probably you heard this all. And it's... I don't know. It's fantastic. He's teaching us.
Not careful. To mess around with them young ladies, young girls.
Andrew Williams on Fortune. Yeah.
I think even... What year was that? I don't know. I think still in the 50s. I think still in the 50s, it was like okay to get married at 16 and stuff. What, like, I don't know.
Well, apparently
in the South,
not.
In the South, I think, maybe at least. Maybe the North was different.
I don't know.
And your cousins as well.
I honestly don't know when this was. This is Fortune 837. I have no idea when they started counting which number. I think that would be 56 or something. Yeah, legendary.
And the first
Williams.
Black...
yeah, there is a book out. I think you've all heard about the... Man, what's the title? Norton Records put out a 1,500-page book about the Fortune label, which you can purchase from them for a lot of money. And for all you nerds, it's probably very important. And I even considered looking at it, but I'm not going to buy it because I'm not a
Fortune label fan.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, I can't afford it. But yeah, interesting.
And I don't know. I guess I go. I picked out another like talking song.
A spoken word.
So on the Boone label.
That was
by Tex Williams.
I think wasn't
the big
Boone
man.
Wasn't Boone his own record label? I thought Tex Williams his own label was Boone.
Too much cocktail for you.
What? I'm just trying to do my Tex Williams voice here.
It's not the Boone, this the artist.
What is this? This is not Pat.
No, Pat Boone.
It's not Pat. Although, I mean, this is actually funny. Wasn't it like, you know, the Dot label, very, you know, big label, big company. Wasn't Pat Boone one of the co-label owners or founders of the Dot label that brought us things like the Phantom Love Me and such things?
I'm not sure.
But it has nothing to do with this Boone, I think. I
always thought that this was Pat Boone's label, but
no.
I'm not the nerd here. You're the one that keeps me...
something tells me that Boone Records is Tex Williams' label. I have no idea. Maybe I'm talking... whatever,
well,
don't quote me on anything.
Let's let the record do the talking.
What is it all about? What is it?
The Big Band.
All right.
This is a story of a father and his son. A strange story of ignorance. A man who believed in nothing but himself. He was a great big man with a little bitty mind. Had a great big mouth, you know the kind. He liked to push folks around and make them feel real small. It made him feel bigger, made him feel tall. After church Sunday morning, some time ago, the unbeliever said, "Son, just watch me put on a show." He cried, "Listen here, people, better lend me an ear. You church-going fool, the big man's here." Well, now, all you folks who were saying your prayers, I'm gonna prove to you now, there ain't no one there. If you really believe that there's a power to be, let him show himself. Let him tangle with me. Then a bolt of lightning up and split the sky. And everyone knew that the fool would die. Yeah, it struck the ground where the big man stood. Struck the ground like they knew it would. But when the smoke cleared away and the lightning's heat, the big man still stood there on his feet. He shook his fist and he laughed out loud. Laughed at the folks who had kneeled and bowed. He said, "Look there, son," as he turned around. But the boy couldn't hear it, for he lay on the ground. The bolt of lightning had found its mark. Struck the boy's body and the big man's heart. the light of day, for all to see, the big man dropped to his bended knee. He prayed to the heavens, and to his surprise, the boy in his arms slowly opened his eyes.
Yeah, this was, well, apparently, that was some obscurity. Very primitive sound here. I think that should be late 60s or something. Russ and the Stingrays, Rat Pack, on a label named RVI?
Wasn't the other side the...
I think this side is better. The other side's called What? Don't Know What to Do. This is Rat Pack. This is better. This is some really primitive private pressing. I don't know, what does it say here? Russ Ventures Incorporated. From Belchesse, Louisiana. Yeah, I would call this some home-recorded garage or something. Yeah. I know nothing about this thing. Maybe I do some research on it. It's not amazing, but
yeah,
it's
nice.
Yeah,
we always seem to do the research after we play the records. There's tons of stories we could have told about tons of records.
Okay, that's how you can tell we were...
learn more about that one, and then we
That's how you know we're a bad radio show.
Yeah, we never said we were good.
That's right.
Advertise that we're bad, so
but we're having fun anyway. So
exactly, I hope you guys are too.
So if you listen to this, blame yourself.
And since I play the big man, I figure I pull out the Big Little Man by Grizz Green on the Warner Brothers label.
And it makes me feel like also playing some novelty here.
Yeah.
So okay, the next two songs are gonna be silly, but it's kind of cute. I mean, it's cute. It is.
There's a big little man who lives next door in the vacant house that is no more. He lives upstairs on the basement floor, the big little man who lives next door. Now he's unhappy as can be, 'cause he can't understand, you see, why he's not in the house next door where the vacant lot is there no more. Big little man who lives next door on the vacant lot that is no more. He counts his cash that he never had, he gave it away, now ain't that sad? Because he can't count 4:30, he bangs his head against the door. He likes to bang his head on wood, 'cause when he stops it feels so good. lives next door in the vacant house is there no more. He moved one night on the day before, the big little man who lived next door. Now he got lonesome as could be, 'cause he had too much company. That's why he moved in here with me, and I moved into the house next door with the big little man who ain't no more. In the vacant house on the lot next door,
met my wife. You never saw her before.
That's right.
You don't visit me when I ain't home. Well, here's what I'd like to know.
What you want, old boy?
How come a dog don't bark when you come round?
Oh, well, I never noticed, but I guess he's just an old friendly hound.
Likes fun. He's the meanest dog there is in town. So how come a dog don't bark when you come round? Now my dog is a ferocious animal, especially trained to keep folks straight. I even bought a beware sign and hung it on the gate. And I noticed last night when you came by, well, you walked right past that sign. And he lay there in the yard fast asleep and didn't even pay you no mind.
Done gone blind.
Now I know my dog raised him from a puppy and he ain't never stepped that sound. How come my dog don't bark when you come round?
Well, I'm trying to explain, man.
Now he barks at the milkman and the mailman every day.
Oh, yeah, but remember, I'm your friend, you my friend, and our friendship is here to stay.
But then when you come around, he just roll all over the floor, wagging his tail and blinking his eyes and furthermore, there's something real weird going on here I have found.
Weird?
That's right. How come my dog don't bark when you come around? But that's all right. I'll find out. You just wait and see.
Wait a minute now. You mean you're going to investigate? Me?
That's right. One of these days, I'm gonna be gone, but I ain't gonna be gone.
Say what?
I'm gonna leave the circle of the block and come right back home. And then I'm gonna hide in the wall closet.
You mean where you hang the clothes racks?
That's right. And the minute I smell something fishy, I'm gonna jump out with a double-bladed axe.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna find out just what you putting down.
I'm gonna put down some leather.
And how come my dog don't bark when you come around? If I have to fire Fido and rehire my Colt 44, I'm gonna find out who is brainwashing my hound. Oh yeah. And how come my dog don't bark when you come around?
Goodbye, buddy. I'm gone now.
How are we gonna do an ender when we keep playing all the enders now?
But that was I think that was too fantastic for an ender. I mean, blame me for that, but I love this thing. It's fantastic.
Really funny.
It is really good. I love the two vocals. It's just great.
Who was that?
That was Roscoe Scully. I mean, I don't know. Did he do both vocals? Did he do both characters? It's just one guy. How come my dog don't bark no more when you come around? That's the whole title of the record. That's on Crest. Yeah, it's novelty, but it's fun. And I do think that Roscoe Scully did both of the voices. I don't know.
Who knows?
I love it. It's great.
I'm going to go for some more, I don't know, darker.
Oh, that's a nice record. Yeah, that's a good one.
Really good. Zeke Clements.
Say Zeke or Zeke? Zeke.
Zeke. As far as I know, Zeke. Zeke would be Zeke. Devil River on the Gold Standard label.
I like this thing. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's really nice. Gold Standard. And yes, I would say there's not much time to play so much more.
What?
It's an hour and 5 minutes. What do you think about this show? Shall we? Maybe. Let's just. I will find something else to play. Let's listen to Zeke Clements, apparently.
Once there was a time, not so long ago, I was a happy man, Devil River was my home. Then it took my baby, now all I do is grieve for that old Devil River. Is waiting for me, Devil River, Devil River. Waters wide and deep, you took my baby, but you'll never take me. I sit here alone almost every night, watching muddy water flow out of sight, hoping and a praying for the time to come when old Devil River will run dry as a bone. Devil River, Devil River. Waters wide and deep, you took my baby, but you'll never take me. Teardrops in the moonlight, rippling from the shore, paints a picture of the one in this life I'll see no more. Someday up in paradise, your smiling face I'll see, where old Devil River will never take you away from me. Devil River, Devil River, waters wide and deep, you took my baby, but you'll never take me.
Cheated on me. I don't know.
man, I keep loving this thing. That was really good. And I mean,
I'm not a garage fan, but that was really good.
And also, especially like, normally you wouldn't expect something like a badass major label, cool as fuck garage. But that was it. That was on RCA label, the King Bees, On Your Way Down the Drain. Quite a hit record. And it's fantastic. It's great. I mean, so, I'm not known to be a garage collector because I can't afford all the good stuff. But occasionally there's just a cheapo mainstream garage record. That's fantastic. Here's one of them.
And the last record we're going to play is not cool as fuck. Because it's called Dante's Inferno. And I feel like since we're... I feel like we're in an inferno right now.
Yeah, Southern Europe's burning because it's damn hot right here. So we're in Central Europe, but still we're two wildfires not so far away from here.
Yeah. Also, I think people forget there's just no air conditioner like there is in the U.S. or some places
we don't
that
have
are
such
usually
things
hot.
Here.
So.
I mean, these things exist, but we don't use them because it's just it's kind of overkill.
Well, now we're supposed to be saving electricity and water. And
yes,
everything,
we should. Everybody is... is asked to save gas and electricity, and some people don't seem to care much. And,
well, most people don't. I think that's that's the
well,
problem.
Not most people. I think some people actually say like, "Oh yeah, that's." I mean, you know, when it comes to you know saving the future and preparing for the worst, and I think like this whole climate change thing is for how long is everybody now talking about, man, we got to do something. We got to change our way of living because we can't go on this way. And now finally there's a reason we are not asked to do to
listen
save energy.
Listen to the people
energy.
That don't believe it. So it's hopefully this is kind of... Hopefully, sooner or later, the eyes open to the reality.
And there's got to be a little more pressure. So I think, you know, from just asking people, hey, be a little, save a little. No, we just got to tell them, you got to do this from now on. Otherwise, we're going to cut you off.
Which is the government going to do in Germany.
Yes, and honestly, I don't complain about
winter,
that.
Winter, which,
So get a warm pullover and play some records.
Dancing is the warmest jacket, they say.
Yeah, dancing is the warmest jacket. What's your last record?
I'm not sure if this is a dancer, but this is the Mercury label, the Mark IV, Dante's Inferno.
Mm-hmm. No, the 60s record here.
So yeah, that's it for Golly Gosh OG episode 42.
It's 43. It's 43. Right. I think so, if I count right. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't really matter, but should we celebrate? Celebrate 51.
No, we celebrate 45 maybe.
45? Why 45? Oh, because it's a 45s. Uh-huh.
Oh, did you
really
just
slow.
Really have to think about that?
Really. Oh, goodness gracious. And as you know, I'm not the cleverest.
What? You're not here to
I'm
listen.
Not the sharpest knife in the drawer, they say.
You listeners are not here to look for intellectual output from us.
Hopefully not. If you are, you're the wrong place.
So, right. Dante's
this is
Inferno.
The ender, and hope you guys stay cool out there. Whatever, enjoy where you are, if it's not caught.
All right. Okay.
Honey, tax you, don't renege. In fact, you're never late. Your refunds were returned to you, and now you're up to date.
But in that square for charity, how much did you donate?
Welcome to Dante's Inferno. Inferno!
Welcome you all so-and-so.
You met someone you'd know, well you told them where to go. Welcome to Dante's Inferno.
Oh madam, what a lovely hat. It's a wee bit crushed, but I know why.
You pushed your way into the bus, you didn't want to wait. You only had two blocks to walk, but you were rather late.
The driver took your transfer, but your thumb was on the date.
Welcome to Dante's Inferno. Welcome to Dante's Inferno.
Welcome you all so-and-so.
You met someone you know, well you told them where to go. Welcome to Dante's Inferno.
Welcome, lad. Oh, you're a wee bit early, but you're still a pal of mine, buddy.
You never seem to worry about your passing the exam, cause when it comes to finals, you have a well-laid plan.
You always have the answers right in the palm of your hand.
Welcome to Dante's Inferno. Welcome to Dante's Inferno.
Welcome you all so-and-so.
met someone you know, well, you told them where to go. Welcome to Dante's Inferno.